朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
天父，我们敬拜你，因为你是慈恩的主。
Holy Father, we worship you for you are gracious Lord.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你赐给我们救恩。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for the salvation.
圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的保惠师。
Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our counselor.
主啊，我们在你的殿中同心的敬拜，我们也要领受你给我们的教训。
Lord, we worship in your temple and we receive a license.
有的时候主你的话是沉重的，但是我们要用喜乐的心来领受。
Sometimes, Lord, your words are heavy, but we receive them with joyful heart.
因为我们知道你爱我们，你会成全你的功在我们的身上。
Because we know you love us and you want to accomplish your work with us.
求主带领我们今天一起来领受你话语的时间。
Please lead us, be with us together when we receive words.
让我们讲的听的再一次被更新。
So that both the speaker and the listener be refreshed.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈祷。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 话说天下大事，合久必分，分久必合。
It is said that those long divided shall be united, and those long united shall be divided. Such is the way of the universe.
这个是《三国演义》第一句话。
And that's the first sentence from the story, The Three Kingdoms.
在历史上确实也是如此。
And it's true in history.
我们看中国的历史，从夏商周，然后春秋战国，秦汉、魏晋、南北朝、隋唐五代，十国、宋元明清。
So we count all the ancient dynasties in Chinese history.
都是这样啊，杀杀打打，
and
分分合合。
It's a fighting and united and division.
那我们看西方的历史，其实也差不多。
And similar in the Western history as well.
我们看到罗马帝国的兴起。
Can see the Roman Empire rising,
罗马帝国的败亡
and going down.
然后有启蒙的运动，有产业的革命
then the Enlightenment and the industrialization.
然后我们又看到有二十世纪的民主运动
then we see in the 21st century the democratization.
然后我们进入二十一世纪这一个全球化的新的一个改变。
They also enter the movement of globalization.
那下一步怎么样我们都不知道。
So we don't know what happened next.
2000年前上帝的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世上，成全了上帝的救恩。
2000 years ago, Jesus, Son of God, came to this world to complete the salvation of God.
叫信他的人能够跟神重新的建立关系，成为天父的儿女。
So that whoever believes in him can be reunited with God and become his children again.
但是成为上帝的儿女不是等着进天堂，而是要去传扬这个救恩。
However, being God's children is not just waiting to be entering a kingdom, but to spreading the salvation.
所以耶稣在离开这个世界之前，他给了我们大使命。
So before Jesus left this world, he gave us the big commission.
他要我们去传福音到世界的每一个角落。
That we need to spread the good news to the end of the world.
基督徒，我们已经有2000年来遵守这个大使命。
As Christians, we have been obeying this command in 2000 years.
那我们进入了21世纪，我们应当怎么做呢？
Now we are entering a 21st century. What shall we do?
首先我们要了解，在这一个二十一世纪， 基督徒所面临的两个大变动。
First, we need to understand the two changes we Christians are facing in 21st century.
两个挑战，第一个就是所谓全球化的运动。
The first challenge is globalization.
由于科技的发展，通讯跟贸易的发达，整个世界这个彼此之间的距离缩短了。
Because the development of science, technology, communication, and the trading, the distance among the world is getting shorter.
人与人之间知识跟文化的交流，使得必须要采取多元化。
And the communication of culture and knowledge make it necessary to be diverse.
所以一个人他的变化可能会影响到很远地方的一群人的变化。
So、the change of one person can have a significant impact in a population very far away.
因此这个地球村的观念就形成了。
So that the idea of Earth Village is forming.
这个是为着一个联合的政权铺了路。
This is preparing for a united authority.
好像欧盟，好像石油输出组织，好像世界贸易组织。
Just like the European Union or WTO.
但是反对的势力也是很大的。
However, there are also forces that's against such globalization.
民族主义、地缘政策都纷纷起来反抗。
Localism and nationalism are against such a movement.
Geopolitics, geopoliticism, 都起来反抗，意思就是他们要推动民族主义或者是国家主义。
So geopolitism is for nationalism.
所以有中国的锁国政策，也有 Donald Trump 的 American First.
So, like in China, we close our country, and like Donald Trump.
这个权力的斗争和贫富的不均问题，使得整个世界更是紧密的想要连在一起。
Such a fighting for power and inequality in the wealth make the world want to be united more than ever.
但是商业的利益跟人口的流动，这种不平衡导致于全球化的步调不一致。
However, the commercial profit and the movement of population make the countries unequal in their movement.
那基督徒在这样子的一个情况中，我们要怎么样子来面对？这是我们今天要探讨的。
In such cases, how we Christians should face it? It's the topic we will discuss today.
第二个基督教面临的考验就是所谓普世得救论。
And the second challenge is about this universal salvation.
那我不是在讲狭义的探讨基督教的神学的谁得救不得救的这样子的问题。
I'm not talking about only who will be saved according to theology.
而是说由于理性的主导，多年这一个多元化的推展，那么人们开始相信应该有一个上帝，但是那是人类所共有的。
However, driven by rational thinking and diversity, some people believe that the God should be shared by all human beings.
因为人宗教的本能表现在每一个文化当中。
Because our need for a religion is shown in different cultures.
所以就有一种想法，认为所有的宗教都是同一个实存体。
So there's a complex thinking that all the religions are actually the same.
各种宗教的存在必然是证明有一位上帝，这位上帝是本质上广大慈爱的。
And the existence of a different religion proves that the essence of God is broad and loving.
所以他不在乎人怎么样子的用不同的信仰去信他。
So he doesn't really care how people believe in him in different ways.
那基督教所讲的那种天堂地狱太狭隘，是不存在的。
The heaven and hell in the Christian's idea are too narrow to be existing.
所以只信耶稣的这一种想法已经过时了。
So the idea that we only believe in Jesus is outdated already.
人类可以靠着文明的发展不断的进步，最后达到世界的大同。
We can continue to evolve civilization so that we can have a global universal world.
最后，整个世界的人类都得救。
And everyone in this world will be saved.
这也是为什么传统基督教在西方发达的国家当中饱受排挤的原因。
This is also why the traditional Christian has been discriminated in the Western developed countries.
因为统治者他们要用基督教的这种宗教来达到世界大同的目的。
Because the authority want to use such a religion to gain their purpose of globalization.
但是他们却不愿意相信这正统基督教里面的这些教义。
However, they don't want to believe in the traditional Christian.
那我们看一份地图，我们就可以明白。
Let's see the map and we can understand it.
这个是基督教最近50年来在世界发展的一个现象。
That's how a Christian has been developing in the last 50 years.
这蓝色的部分代表着基督教的传播速度是超过人口的增长率。
So the blue part means the spreading of Christian is faster than the growth of population.
这里基督教包括天主教。
Including Catholics.
那咖啡色的呢，是代表基督教的传播是负成长。
And the first red coffee color means the growth is negative.
那包括了像芬兰、瑞典、日本等等。
Including Finland, Japan, and Sweden.
那这个土黄色的呢，是表示基督教的传播的速度是低于人口增长的速度。
And the yellow part indicates that the spreading rate of Christian is lower than the growth rate of human population.
包括了美国、加拿大、英国、奥地利等等。
Including American, Canada, British, and Australia.
这个图告诉我们，过去差派最多宣教士的国家现在都在减缓。
That tells us that the countries who use send the most missionaries are decreasing their rate of growth.
倒是中南美洲、南美洲、非洲、亚洲这一些地区传教的工作如火如荼的进行。
It's actually the regions like South America, Asia, or Africa that has a very hot movement of Christianity.
所以你看到这种普世得救论的影响，在美国、在英国、在这一些过去传统基督教的国家，不断的散发。这一种影响力。
So you can see a significant impact of the universal salvation in countries like America and British.
所以在美国越多的人相信所有的宗教都是信同一位神。
So in America, more and more people believe in all religion, actually believe in the same God.
那基督徒，我们在这一个变动的时代中，我们怎么样子做呢？
So as Christians in such a changing age, what should we do?
当然我们应当持守传统正确的信仰，我们应当传福音。
Of course, we need to stick to the traditional and correct belief. We should spread the gospel.
但更重要的是，我们必须成为一个胸怀普世的基督徒。
More importantly, we have to have the world in our views.
那意思就是说，我们不能够只管自己的生活圈、我们的朋友、我们的教会。
That means we have to go beyond our life cycles, our friends, and our church.
我们应当看神在这个世界整个世界中他的作为。
We should see the God's behavior in the whole universe.
因为神的工作已经跨越了美国、英国这一些传统基督教的国家。
Because the God's work has gone beyond the countries like American or British.
神的工作现今是坐在第二跟第三世界当中，就是这一些共产的国家跟开发中的国家。
So God's work is mainly in the developing countries.
我们 communist,
and the communist countries.
我们的资源和我们的这一些关心祷告也应该跟着而去。
So our praise, our resources, and our hearts should go with them.
因为这是神心意的所在。
Because this is where God's heart is.
我们今天要从诗篇一篇神心意所在的祷告来看这一个时代基督徒的意义。
Which is the meaning of Christian in this age from Psalm today?
首先，我们来看诗篇第六十七篇的第一节，请大家跟我一同的念。
Let's read Psalm chapter 67.
If you use English Bible, you can follow the verse with us. 一起来，请。愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。首先，诗人用一个谦卑的态度来向神祈祷。
So the authors start to pray with a humble attitude.
因为他知道自己不配。
Because he knows he's unworthy.
我们每一个人到上帝面前，我们都是不配、不够、不足的。
Everyone, when we come in front of God, we are unworthy and incomplete.
所以我们不能够和神来谈条件。
We can't negotiate with God.
我们只能够说，上帝啊，按照你的标准，我是不够资格向你祈求祷告的。
We can only say, God, I'm unworthy according to your standard to pray.
因为神知道我们的私心，他晓得我们里面的意念。
Because God knows our selfish thoughts.
所以我们只能够向神说，神啊，求你开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
So we can only say, God, have mercy on me, such a sinner.
这一位诗人他的祈求祝福不是要神给他平安喜乐。
And Paul here didn't pray for a grace, a peace and joy.
也不是求工作、求绿卡、求身份。
No job or a green card.
也不是要有配偶、儿女、家庭、健康、退休金。
Neither for his family, for his children, for his spouse or his retirement money.
哦，都不是。他要的是求神用脸光照他。
What he prays for is that God may have his face shine upon him.
在圣经里面讲到神有三种的脸。
In Bible says God has three different expressions.
第一种是光照，那是表示神脸上有荣光。
Firstly, the shining face means God is great, glad.
当神向人扬脸的时候，这个荣光便彰显出来。
When God's face is upon someone, then such a shining light will be upon him.
当然，那是一个 figurative， 就是一个比拟性的一种讲法，因为神是没有形象。
Of course, it's a figurative expression.
那这里说到神他的心得到满足，他喜悦的时候，他就会抬头看着我们。
And here says, when God is happy and satisfied, He will shine His face upon us.
好像母亲坐在公园里面，用眼看着她的孩子在那里玩耍，她的心里面跟孩子一样很高兴。
It's like a happy mom seeing her children playing in the playground.
那孩子知道母亲也在看着他，随时注意他，所以他也很放心做自己的事。
The children know that their mom is looking upon them, so they can be doing their business with peace.
诗篇当中有很多都讲到神是仰脸光照我们。
In Psalms, it says a lot that God shine His face upon us.
这说明那做事的人就是求神喜悦他们。
It says people who doing these things asking for joy of God.
你知道得到神的喜悦比得到金山银海更好。
You know, it's better to receive God's joy than to receive a lot of treasure.
但是神也有其他的脸色。
However, God also has different expressions.
第二种脸色就是变脸。
Second is sighting face.
那当以色列人他们在埃及出来之后到了西乃山，他们就造了牛犊，造了金牛犊。像外邦人一样的拜偶像。
So when the Israelites came out of Egypt, they built a calf to worship, just like the other foreigners.
然后圣经说，神就向他们变脸。
Then the Bible says God changed the face.
那意思就是说，神的脸色就变成非常的发怒、凶狠。
That means God became angry and furious.
神就要降祸与他的百姓。
And God will send difficulties to his people.
这是神要管教我们。
That's what God wants to teach us.
神的管教是非常严厉的。
And the teaching of God is very fierce.
因为那一些拜金牛犊的人，一天当中就3000个人被杀。
Because of those people worship the golden calf, 3,000 people died in one day.
他们在石亭那个地方与摩亚外邦人的女子行淫乱拜偶像，一天当中他们就死了24,000人。
And 24 people were killed in one day because of their evil deeds.
24,000 people got killed.
Sorry.
所以希伯来书的作者说，神是轻慢不得的，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
So the Hebrew tells us we cannot take God for easy because our God is fire.
我们最好不要惹他生气，向我们变脸。
And we better stay away from his anger.
第三种神的脸色就是神掩面不顾，就是把脸遮起来。
And third, talk about God hiding his face means.
那就是说神放弃了这些百姓。
That he abandoned his people.
好像神再三的差派他的先知仆人到以色列人当中呼唤他们要悔改，远离罪恶。
And it's like God sent his servants repeatedly to the Israelites to call them from their sins.
但是以色列人不但不听，他们还把这些先知都杀害了。
However, not only the Israelites didn't listen to the prophet, they killed him. Then,
因此神向他们掩面不顾他们。
So God hid his face.
所以整个以色列国家就国破家亡。
And the Israelites lost their lives and country.
北国在主前723年整个亡于亚述。
The northern country was completely down.
许多的北国的子民被掳到各地去外邦中。
And many people from the northern country were taken as slaves.
南国在主前586年被巴比伦攻破，也有许多的人被掳走。
And southern country was also conquered and their people taken away.
剩下来都是国中非常穷的无知识的难民。
Only the really poor and the people with no knowledge are left.
也许有的时候我们会觉得，被神掩面不顾，好像还比被神变脸来得好一点。
Sometimes we may think if God hide his face is better than God set his face.
其实不是，神变脸表示我们还有要救，神要管教我们。
That's wrong, because if God set his face means God still wants to teach us.
但是如果神他向我们掩面的时候，那个是放弃，那是神不再管。
However, if God hide his face, that means God abandons us.
让人开始的时候会觉得，哎呀，我很自由，我很放松，我做什么都可以。
At the beginning, people think, oh, I'm free to do anything I want.
但是魔鬼马上就来，他用各样的办法让我们受到迫害，受到诱惑，陷入在更大的罪中。
However, the evil be with us immediately and look us to deeper sins.
一个人被神任凭，他的结局是非常可悲的。
If someone is abandoned by the God, then he or she will end miserably.
他不但在这个世界做罪恶的奴仆，将来他要在地狱中长久的受苦。
Not only the people will be slaves of evil in this world, but he will be suffering in hell long lasting.
所以，让我们在神的面前的祷告是求神怜悯我们，用脸光照我们。
So let's pray, God have mercy on us and shine His face upon us.
接下去我们读第二节，请大家一起来。
Let's read the verse 2.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。人天生是有罪性的。
So we are sinners.
那意思就是说，人生下来是不认识神，整个世界都是如此。
That means we didn't know God when we were born.
那因此认识神的人就有一个责任，要去宣扬神的作为，让人认识神。
So the people who know God has a responsibility to spread the deed of God so that people can know God.
宣扬什么呢？有两点。
What should we tell? There are 2 points.
第一，宣扬神是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
One is to claim that God creates the world.
神是乐意赐福给人的。
And God is willing to bless people.
我们看这一个地球，我们所居住的环境，我们就知道神是慈爱的。
Seeing this earth we live in, we know God is loving.
我们生活中任何需要的东西，神都为我们预备了。
God prepares everything we need in our life.
可是人还是活在罪恶当中，充满了强暴。
However, we still live in sins and full of violence.
我们需要神的救恩，所以神就差遣他的独生子来到这个世界，替我们赎罪。
We need the salvation of God, so God sent His Son to this world.
因此，我们要讲神是慈爱创造我们的神，我们也要讲神是拯救救我们脱离罪恶的神。
So we need to spread that God is a loving creator and a loving sower.
唯有接受耶稣为我们神为我们预备的救恩，我们才可以与神和好，成为天父的儿女。
Only by accepting the grace prepared for us by Jesus, we can be God's children again.
在提摩太前书第一章十五节。
In the First Timothy,
First chapter fifteen. 我们一起来读哈，我们一起来念，一二三。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。每一个人都是骄傲的。
She says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst, and everyone is proud.
就算是一个乞丐，你注意，他也是骄傲的。
Even the beggar, if you watch him or her carefully, you can see the pride.
不然你现在给他一块铜板，他不要。
If you give him a cent,
他说我要的是纸钞。
The beggar will reject it and say, give me some bills.
但是我们来到上帝的光中，我们才看到自己是污秽的。
Coming into the light of God, we can see that we are dirty.
所以保罗他真正认识了神，他说我在罪人中是一个罪魁，就是最有罪的人。
So after Paul really knows the Lord, he says, I'm the worst among the sinners.
我们每一个人都需要上帝光照我们，才看得见我们的黑暗。
We all need the light of God to see our own darkness.
救恩这个字在希伯来文叫做亚述啊，这个字就是约书亚。
Salvation means it's pronounced as Yeshua in Hebrew.
那在希腊文就是耶稣 Jesus.
In Greek, it's the same word as Jesus.
所以耶稣的名字是拯救。
So Jesus means salvation.
那他来到这个世界上就是为了要拯救我们。
And he came to this world to save us.
但是我们看到西方的国家渐渐陷入到了一种模糊的观念中。
However, we can see the Western countries entering in an ambiguous concept.
他们拒绝耶稣，不要他在整个社会，在整个人群中。
They deny Jesus among the population and society.
圣诞节到了，那这些大百货公司，你注意去看，他们不叫圣诞节，他们叫什么 ？Seasons.Greeting.
Yeah, they replace the word Christmas with the season's greetings.
要把那个 Christ 那个字赶出去。
They want to take away the word Christ.
在这样子的一个时代中，我们看到整个社会的大趋势是走向普世得救论。
In this age, we can see the society moving to universal salvation.
但是我们也感谢上帝。仍然有许多人，他们忠心的在传扬基督的福音。
But we thank God for many faithful servants.
那我们看这一个统计呢，在最近做了一个小小的调查，发现到，这一个年轻的一代，他们反而更多的愿意去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
This is a summary indicating that the younger generation are willing to go to for missionaries.
Now, 婴儿潮，我们知道这里大概我估计有四分之一是婴儿潮，就是你们是 baby boomer 啊。 大概那就是越来越就是越来越老的那一代啊。
From quarter of us, I probably baby boomer.
那 Generation X 啊 ，Gen X Gen X 这个就是指的70年代的出生的，他们传福音的意愿一直的下降。
So people who were born in the 70s, they're declining their willingness to go to missionaries.
但是我们看到这个禧年代啊 ，millennials， 这个是1981年到2000年出生的，他们愿意去宣道的这一个比例就快速的增加。
But we see people who were born between 1981 and 2000, they are increasing their willingness to.
在过去这十年当中，我们看到我们教会有许多的年轻人，就是在这一代的，他们成为宣教士。
In the past 10 years, we see many young people from this church become missionaries.
包括 Mark John、Tony Wei、Tiffany Song、Oliver、Oliver Lam、Dan Luke、Amy Liu 和 Lydia Wu.
And their names are listed here.
这给我们一个很大的希望。
So this gave us a big hope.
我们也应当常常支持这些年轻人
，and we should support these young people constantly.
为他们祷告，因为他们是在做神和神心意的事。
Pray for them because they are doing the work God is happy with.
那福音一定要临及万邦
，so the gospel should be spread to all nations.
我们来读第。三节跟第五节
Let's read verse 3 and 5
请神啊愿列邦称赞你愿万民都称赞你这一首诗其实是一个合唱的诗
so This is actually a song sung by many people
第三节第五节是重复的它是第一节到第二节跟第四节的一个回应
Because you can see the verse 3 and 5 are repeating each other
那第六节到第七节是一个最后两组的合唱。
The last two verses are sung by the people together.
这说到神的心意是要把福音广传到世界。
So here talk about the willingness of God is to spread the good news to all nations.
我们看国家，我们会有一种感觉，好像福音已经传遍了世界，各国家都有基督徒。
If we count countries, we can probably have the impression that the gospel has to be spread to all nations.
但如果我们看族群的话，就是说，一群人生活在一起，他们有自己的社会，那个就会发现到还有很多的族群没有信耶稣。
However, if we check the subpopulations of small societies, we can see many people are still not believing.
那这些 people group 啊，这些族群呢，他们一共在全世界有17,014个。
So there are 10,000 and
17,014
people groups in the world.
那其中有7,063个族群还没有听过福音。
And 7,063 of them haven't heard about gospel yet.
这个是占了全世界人口的 41.5%。
This is about half of the world population.
现在全世界是有76亿人口。
And together we have about 7.6 billion.
那还有31.4亿的人没有听过福音。
So among them, about 3.14 billion haven't heard about good news yet.
这差不多半数的人口都生活在这一个所谓十四十的一个 window 一个窗户中
And about this almost people live in this window of 10 against 40
这个是这个 attitude 这一个纬度十度跟四十度之间红色的这一块地区
So 1040 refers to attitude
那这包括了非洲的北边阿拉伯的国家印度蒙古中南半岛日本
It's including the north part of Africa, Arabian countries, Mongolia, Japan.
在这些地区，基督徒的宣教士少得可怜。
Among these reasons, there are very few missionaries.
因为不容易生存下去。
Because it's hard for them to survive.
如果你们对这个有兴趣，可以上网看 Joshua Project 这个约书亚的这一个计划。
You can Google Joshua Project if you're interested in more details.
所以我们要注意哈，主耶稣讲啊，他要我们警醒。
We need to be careful because God says we need to stay awake.
马太福音二十四章十四节，好，我们一起来念一下。Matthew 24:14 啊，来，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。这里耶稣说，福音要传遍世界的每一个地方，然后这个世界的末了才来到。
So the Matthew 24:14 says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
我们知道耶稣第一次来，他是羔羊，是为人赎罪。
When Jesus first came, he's a lamb and served as a redemption.
但他还要再来，他第二次再来，他是狮子，要审判万民。
He will return to this world as a lion and a judge.
所以我们要警醒，因为不晓得什么时候耶稣会第二次再来。
So we need to stay awake because we don't know the time Jesus will come back again.
做事的人说，公义要回到这个世界。
And the poet says, "Just will return to this world."
我们来念第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
一起，请。愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公义审判万民，引导世上的万国。主耶稣再一次来到的时候，他要做两件事。
So when Jesus comes again, he will do two things.
一个是终极的审判。
Why is the final judgment?
这个世界有太多不公平的事情。
Because there are so many things unfair in this world.
每一次人与人之间都会推卸责任。
Each time we will push the responsibility to others.
因为我们看不见人心中的隐恶。
Because we cannot see the hidden evil among our hearts.
但上帝都知道，都有记录。
However, God and records them all.
所以只有耶稣他的审判是公平的。
So only the judgment by Jesus is justified.
他要照着每一个人心里的意念来审判人。
He will judge everyone according to their inner hearts.
然后他要公平的治理。
Then he will govern with justice.
圣经告诉我们，在耶稣第二次回到这个世界的时候，之前会有两个事件的发生。
The Bible says two events will happen before Jesus comes to this world again.
第一个就是敌基督，这个敌基督就是指的世界一个联合的政权。
One is a world authority called Antichrist.
这个不是欧年。是不是我们不晓得，是不是欧年，是不是共产的集团，或者是两者的妥协，我们不知道。
We don't know what kind of world society this is.
但是呢，我们知道，好像我一开始所讲的，这一个世界是向全球化的这一个方向发展，是指的这个敌基督的出现。
However, we do know that the world is moving to globalization and prepare for Antichrist.
换句话说，人们将来都会被这一个联合的机构所左右控制。
In other words, all people in this world will be governed by this united authority.
那这个机构的本质是敌基督的，是反对耶稣的。
And this authority will be essentially antichrist.
第二个要出现的就是所谓的假先知。
The second will be the false prophets.
这个假先知就是宗教的大联合。
And it's like a united religion.
就好像我刚才所讲的那个普世的得救论。
It's like the idea of the universal salvation I talked about.
相信人是人定胜天，人可以靠着自己盖巴别塔，科学的发展，建立地上的乌托邦。
Believing that we will build an ideal country and conquer the heaven.
等到这一个敌基督跟假先知站稳了脚，他们就变了脸色。
So after Antichrist and the false prophet gain power, they will change their faces.
然后就引发了这个地球上很大的混乱，那就是圣经所讲的大灾难。
And trigger significant chaos and disaster.
Now this is the great tribulation in the Revelation.在这个之后，主耶稣才来重新的治理这个世界。
Until after this, Lord Jesus will come to govern the world again.
但是什么时候发生没有人知道。
However, nobody knows why this will happen.
我们来读第十六启示录十六章十五节，请各位一起。Revelation 16:15 啊，请看呐、啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。这里讲到主耶稣再来的时候，他要像贼一样，意思就是说，没人知道他什么时候来。
So here talks about that Jesus will come like a thief. That means nobody knows when he will come.
然后他要治理这个地上，就是圣经末了所讲的一个千禧年的国度。
That he will guard this country like the millennial kingdom.
啊，这个 millennium 的，我们不晓得是不是一千年，就是一段时间。
We don't know whether this millennium means a thousand years in time.
好，我们来读第六节、第七节一起，请。地已经出了土产，神就是我们的神，要赐福于我们。神要赐福于我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。作诗的人，他很盼望一个和平的世界来到。
The poet was looking forward to a peaceful nation.
但只有耶稣基督他再来的统治，这个世界才会有真正的和平。
However, the real peace will not be on this world until Jesus comes to govern again.
所以在启示录第二十章第四节这一段经文非常的重要。
So in Revelation chapter 20 verse 4,
我来念给大家听。我又看见几个宝座，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。我今天不是要讲神学的观念。
Today I'm not talking about the theological ideas.
我只是要告诉你，我们相信神的话是真的。
I only want to tell you that we believe in the words of God to be true.
这里讲到有一批的基督徒，他们首先要复活。
He talks about a bunch of Christians who will be coming to life again first.
我个人相信这个就是启示录一开始第二章第三章所讲七个教会当中的得胜者。
And I personally believe those are the winners in the seven churches that talk about by the Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
他们是为主的道受迫害的人。
They were persecuted for God's rules.
他们死了，但是他们在将来也是第一批复活的。他们要与耶稣一同来治理这个世界。
They died, but they will come back to life again first and reign with Christ together.
那至于那一些糊里糊涂怎么样呢？糊里糊涂的基督徒哈，我不清楚。
As to those Christians who are unclear, I'm not sure how they
are. I didn't say most Christians. I said some Christians.
Some Christians.
啊，我们希望自己是在第一批这些复活的人当中。
And we believe we are among the people who come to life first.
然后经过了这一段千禧年的时期之后，就有所谓的白色大宝座的审判。
And after this millennium, it be the judgment by the white throne.
好，那不是我们今天要谈的。
That's no topic we are going to talk today.
稍微跟各位做一点介绍跟提醒，就是这个世界不是永远下去的。
Just a reminder that this world will not last forever.
这个世界是有终极的。
This world has an end.
啊，然而我们要去快快的传扬基督的福音。
And we need to spread the gospel quickly.
所以我们要认识神对这个世界终极的旨意，他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
So we need to know the God's will to this world. He wants everyone to be saved and no one to perish.
作为二十一世纪的基督徒，我们应当胸怀世界，遵守主的命令，彼此相爱，把福音传到地极。
As a 21st century Christian, we should have a world view. We should obey God's command and spread the word to the end of the world.
同时，我们也要注意两个 可怕的东西在挑战我们，一个就是这种全球化的运动。
We need to be cautious about the two challenges. One is globalization.
一个就是普世得救的本质。
And second about the essence of universal salvation.
我再提一下，全球化不是本身不是一件坏的事情。
I want to say that globalization by itself is not a bad thing.
而是有人要用全球化来控制人，这个是 不对的事。
Sorry, it's some people that who want to take advantage of globalization to control people.
因为他们会给予基督徒一些第二个就是普世得救的限制，就是要人走普世得救。圣经里面讲敌基督跟假先知是合作的。
So these people will restrict the Christians with a universal salvation. So the Bible tells us the Antichrist and the false prophet, they will cooperate with each other.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，在这一个21世纪，我们每一个人所赋予的使命都是非常艰难的。
Heavenly Father, in 21st century, we each are given a hard duty.
因为现今的人耳朵发沉，不愿意听福音。
Because today people refuse to hear the good news.
有太多这世界的诱惑来竞争抢夺我们的心。
So many worldly temptations compete for our hearts.
但是主，谢谢你，你给我们的话安定在天，永不改变。
Lord, thank you for your words who settle in heaven never change.
我们持守你的话，我们就能够有永远的盼望。
By sticking to your word, we will have eternal hope.
求主帮助我们要做一个胸怀世界的基督徒。
Lord, please help us to have the world view.
让我们关心主你在普世广传福音的工作。
So that we care for your work that spread the good news among all the nations.
不要被身在美国这个环境中蒙骗了，以为信主的人越来越少。
So that we will not be cheated by the local impression that fewer and fewer people are believing in you.
因为你在世界上许许多多的地方做的工作都是非常伟大的。
Because you are great work among all the places in this world.
也让我们能够关心在远方为主做工第一线的这些宣教士们。
Please let us have the heart to care for all the missionary workers among the world.
虽然我们人不能去，但是我们的支持、我们的祷告，我们都能够关心他们。
Also, we cannot be with them personally. We can support them, pray for them, and be with them spiritually.
求主祝福你的教会。
Please bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。